Organizations favoring extension included the American Farm Bureau Federation, the National Farmers Union, the American Sugar Alliance, and state corn grower organizations in Texas, Minnesota, and Maryland. ASA Director of Economics and Policy Analysis Jack Roney says the 2002 Farm Bill, by and large, has worked well.
Our feeling is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's working well for American taxpayers because U.S. sugar policy runs at no cost to taxpayers. There's no payments to our producers whatsoever. It's been working well for consumers. Consumers have enjoyed an incredibly stable and low price for sugar for many, many years.
But some industry leaders say the 2002 Farm Bill does need tweaking, and that could potentially add to cost. Gerald Tumbleson is president of the National Corn Growers Association. Tumbleson introduced a revenue-based safety net proposal.
What we've gone and done is put a crop revenue protection package together where it's kind of like you're protected on a yield and a price and input costs, which we don't have on the other farm bill, so that farmers have some protection on the input costs too under that. And then it also protects against disaster more than the one we have today.
And Tumbleson introduced two other potential programs, base revenue protection and revenue countercyclical payments. Tumbleson says the programs are WTO compliant and work together to assist producers when market revenue dips below target levels.
Some people think this is just a farmer program, but it is not a farmer program. It allows us to produce for the United States of America, and that's what we want to do. We want to have our farmers allowed to produce crops and energy and protein and whatever we need in the United States, and we want to have them there year after year after year producing this. And this safety net allows our farmers to remain out there and produce that.
National Farmers Union President Tom Bias says NFU supports a permanent disaster aid program as proposed by House Ag Committee Ranking Democrat Colin Peterson. But Bias also said a new farm bill in the current federal budget environment would be, in his words, a step backwards. Meanwhile, American Soybean Association First Vice President John Hoffman says there needs to be adjustment of loan rates from the 2002 Farm Bill.
When you look at the loan rate versus the Olympic average for the different crops within the Farm Bill, there's a huge range of differences. And we need to not have planting intentions distorted. So there needs to be some adjustments so that soybeans are treated more equitably.
Representatives of the National Cotton Council called for a replacement of the Step 2 program, deemed illegal by the World Trade Organization. But NCC leaders say they have not figured out a replacement that would be WTO compliant. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Mike John asked lawmakers to continue to work to remove trade barriers and to enforce laws already on the books.
We support the critical role of government in ensuring a competitive market through strong oversight. This includes the role of taking the necessary enforcement actions when situations involve illegal activities such as collusion, antitrust, and price fixing. However, government intervention must not inhibit the producer's ability to take advantage of new marketing opportunities and strategies geared toward capturing more value for our beef. A ban on packer ownership or forward contracting has been a part of Farm Bill debates for years. We are strongly opposed to those efforts because we feel that Congress is trying to tell cattle producers how and when to market their cattle. This strikes at the very basis of our business, which is utilizing the market to improve our returns and make a living.
Still, there were some grumblings that the 2002 Farm Bill was not equitable across all crops. National Barley Growers Association President Richard Groven says barley has lost acreage because other crops get higher benefits. And members of the National Wheat Growers say marketing loan programs and countercyclical payments have not helped because prices are set too low. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte warned industry leaders that it remains to be seen whether a new farm bill would pay out more or fewer dollars, while at the same time acknowledging that there would be, in his words, a larger number of players competing for the same pie. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 Agriculture.